dance races, and after the concert, people, when they saw us on the concert and then see the slideshows or video from the race, they just like, they just cannot believe that. One girl, she became disciple. She said, just after I saw you running ultras, I decided, oh my God, is it possible? So she was so inspired by 6 and 10 days races, our participation. So
she became
it inspires people very much. Yeah.
Well, how do you introduce? I mean, for many people, they never even heard of a 6 or even a 10 day race. So you get up there and you say, guess what? We go every year and we run and walk for 6 and 10 days.
But first we introduce Guru's philosophy and self-transcendence and like running different distances, and like we did like 25 marathons or something. And then we said, you know, it's always, you know, not always satisfied with what you have or what you get or what you got. So you just go further and further, and then we started to do multi-day races, and we just can't stop to do it. And because it's and then we show the slideshows from different and when they could see Guru on the races when he was here, and they give the questions after.
Well, what would a typical question be when you're giving a class on the 6 and 10 day race? What kind of things are people asking you?
They say, how it's possible, you are musicians, and how you can run, when are you training? Training, we say, in trains. So
you train in trains?
Yeah, we train in trains.
No, go ahead, please.
And then people are asking what we are eating, it's just ordinary questions. And then at the very end, they said it too interesting about Sri Chinmoy and about his philosophy. It's step by step. But first, we give concert first day. So they open up, and then at the very end of the concert, you say, okay, tomorrow you will hear something new about us. We are not just musicians. We are running 6 and 10 days. And a lot of people to lecture comes from the concert, after the concert.
Well, this, you've been doing this every year for how many years now?
This is my 8th race, and for her
mine is 9th.
9th time. Well, one thing has happened is that you've switched. You used to do 10 and 6. There would be the happy turtle and the fast rabbit. And now you're both doing the 6. Is there a reason for that, or...?
That body needs some rest. It's just rest for body, not 10 days. And it's different experience. First mile was 6 days. And then after that, when I got not really happy experience, I said, okay, I will run 10. Maybe it will be happier for me.
Now, most people would say the shorter would be better, but you said, I'm going to be happier if I go longer.
My name means most surprising, so most powerful, most surprising. My soul wants to surprise me this way. And I have to tell you that 10 days for me, it's easier. I don't know why, but it's easy. It's like to do some repairing in a room in a flat. In 6 or 10 days, you have to do the same work, but in very
shorter period of time.
Period. It's the same work. We don't have to do the same job, but in a small, short time.
Now, since you've done it so many 8 and 9 times, did anything special or unique or different happen this time, or it's been a typical race?
For me, and also I was, talking with the people here, and many of the people, they say this is very special. First, we had on the 6 days, first day, terrible, terrible rain and wind and just terrible weather. It was challenging. like no other race. I mean, it was so hard. And actually, this race also, we feel it's quite hard to be on the road. If somebody told that it feels the first time, like many years, they feel like glue on your, you know, on your shoes. Like you just cannot take out your leg off the road. So it's just so hard to run. And but people are staying on the roads, they're coming out of the tents, you know.
Sound and Silence are on the roads right now, too.
Yes, and we actually got a joke. You know, this this state, the runner's high, when you get some very positive feelings after the running or something. And we said, my helper said, so what do you feel when you get your runner's high on the ultras? I said, you know what, I get my runner's high only when I am after the finish line, lie down at home, and I see outside the weather, like terrible weather, and I don't have to go to run. So this is my runner's high, that I can stay at home, and I don't have to go out on the rain, on the wind, and then I'm just so excited.
Well, it's not going to be surprising to you, but you have two more days to go. Yeah. Are you going to be okay?
Of course, yeah. Of course. Yeah, and for me, I remember the fastest my race. It was 2006. I ran second time 10 days. I was running first day, it was 70 miles, about 70 miles, and then 58 miles. Every day it was so many miles. And my friends were asking, how is possible for you to run? And I said, I don't know. Guru just coming on the race and putting me some energy, some eagerness. So it's possible and for me, with my weight, to run fast.
But this time, for both of you, take it easy, no running fast, just to be in good consciousness, be on the road.
Yeah, in a good consciousness. This is the most important.
Just to be on the road.
So, the last important question is, what are you going to sing?
We actually did a rehearsal.
Me, so, you.
Sometimes you get your height and sometimes you go down. So we have two songs. When you are down, you sing like this. Why do you not love me anymore? My child, dear question, deserves no answer. And another one, when you go high, I march only on my heart's purity buried, and my life surrender buried. I march only on my heart's purity buried, and my life surrender buried.
Thank you so much.
You inspired us so much.
Thank you.
No pain now.
Thank you.
Thank you.